Track 26.
A.
Well, one thing that is apparent from these maps is how little has actually changed. The balance between rich and poor countries has pretty much stayed the same. You can see even in 1500, Europe, that is Europe and the Mediterranean, were right up there among the richest countries. And then Europe stayed wealthy. In fact, it got wealthier, technically, at the expense of other countries. Maybe that's just beginning to change now. And you can see, if you look at Africa, those countries weren't wealthy in 1500, and that's stayed the same. In fact, as the maps show, the difference between rich and poor has got bigger, not smaller.
B.
I'm actually not really sure what the significance of the maps is. What do they really indicate about wealth? I suppose they're based on the GDP of countries, so it tells us how much countries produced, but it doesn't reveal much about, say, lifestyle or quality of life. So if you look at the map of 1500, North America is shown very small. So I suppose this means that it wasn't producing much wealth. Obviously, that's because it didn't have developed technology, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they were poor. They probably had a good, sustainable way of life. In a sense, they were probably very well off, though not affluent in a material sense.